Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the ultimate guide to property management companies for real estate investors. Welcome into the show, everyone. If you want to have a passive experience as a real estate investor, one of the most important things you can do is hire a great property management team. In this ultimate guide to property management for real estate investors, I'm going to share some of my best tips that I've ever learned in my investing career. We're going to cover the major benefits of working with a property management company, how to find the right property manager, key questions to ask them in order to make sure it's a, you know, a fit for everyone, because maybe you don't want to work with them or maybe they don't want to work with you. And then tips for effective communication and so much more. So let's get into it. Why do you need a property management company? Great, great question. A lot of people start off on this journey and think they're going to do it themselves. I hear this objection a lot, especially on YouTube. I honestly think that for 99% of real estate investors, hiring a property management company is the right move. And I'm going to tell you why it is. Property management is a full-time job. Do you want another full-time job? I'm guessing you didn't get into real estate investing to suck up all of your free time, right? Adding in another job for yourself is probably not going to help you live the life that you want. A great property management team can save you time, it can save you money, and they can take care of your property and help you keep the higher quality tenants for a longer period of time in that property. Most property managers are going to charge you a percentage-based fee, so somewhere in the range of 6 to 10% of your monthly rent. Now, unless you live near the property and you know a lot about the maintenance, you're good with your hands and, you know, you can fix toilets and you can do drywall and all of that stuff, managing vacancies, you know, when a tenant moves out, are you good at managing all of that? Are you good at marketing? Are you a marketing expert as well? And more? Well, then it's probably best to hire out for the job. Trust me. Especially if you plan on scaling your real estate business, it's a good idea to have an effective property management company on your team. Let's start from the very beginning, hiring. How do you hire a property management company? I think the best way is by referral, but I also understand that's not always an option. Not are you always going to find someone who has a recommendation in this particular town? So if you're starting from zero, you'll have to do some research. You can read some reviews online, make some phone calls, get quotes, set up meetings. Select a handful of companies that you'd like to interview. Here are the best questions to ask during those interviews. So let's go through some of them now. What is your tenant process like for screening a tenant? You know, how do you do the background check process as well? What does that background check process even look like? What is your monthly fee? And what other types of fees could arise unexpectedly that I might not think about? What is your preferred method of communication? Do you prefer email, phone calls? Do you have a portal? Where do you leave messages inside of my portal? And what can I expect as a response from you? Is it, I send you a message, do I get a 24-hour response time? Or could it be a few days? Or could it be a few minutes? You know, what is your tenant turnover process like? So when the tenant is going to be moving out of the property, what does that process look like? When does the marketing start? Well, what about the cleanup? And maybe carpet needs to be replaced or cleaned and paint needs to be touched up. What does that process look like? What role do you play in the event of an eviction? How does the property manager perhaps handle the eviction process? Are you in a landlord-friendly state where that's not a big issue, but maybe you're in New Jersey or some other kind of place where it's a long, tedious process where you have to hire lawyers and all of that, which is, you know, one of the reasons why I don't invest in non-landlord-friendly states. What is your vacancy rate like? That's something you would definitely want to ask your property management team. Is there anything you think I should know about this market? hey, I'm investing in this particular market for the first time. What do I need to know? You know, I'm five states away. What do I need to know? All of these are great questions. So go back, rewind the video here and write a lot of these down and ask your property management team. And from those interviews, then, here's what I like to see personally. So I've asked the questions. Now, what are the responses? What do I like to see personally? I like timely and effective communication. Great property management team needs to be comprised of strong communicators. Remember that this team will essentially be your tenant's customer service team as well. So you want to ensure that they're kind people, they're nice people, they'll respond to requests in a timely manner, and they're pleasant to work with. So I like to think of it two ways. I don't want them just being nice to me as the owner of the property. I want to make sure they're also communicating effectively and they are kind to my tenants. After all, I'm creating a great place for someone to live. I want this to be a great experience for my tenant. And if they call because there's a leaky toilet or something is wrong, they have an issue with something, then we want to know that that property management team is going to get back to those tenants as quickly as they would me, the owner of the property. What do they do for a thorough background check? You want your property management team to comb through everything during a background check. Credit, criminal background, employment, and more. There should be no reason that my property manager, given this day and age, the demand for properties across the United States, there is zero reason that there should be a criminal living in my property or that there should be somebody who's wildly, you know, unemployed, hasn't had a job in 10 years, can't pay the rent. You know, I don't want a deadbeat living in my property. There are plenty of great tenants that deserve a great place to live because they're hardworking and, you know, they go to a job, they've got children that they want in a great school district. So I want to know what those people are. I don't want criminals and I don't want deadbeats living in my properties. And I want to know what kind of a background check this property manager is going to do. They should be able to provide you with a full picture of the tenants that they screen. How do they do it? And then plenty of experience in the market, along with a strong awareness of things like vacancy rates and local employment. I want to know how long they've been working in this market. Do they have an idea of the employment? What big companies are coming in? Just market analysis in general. And then reasonable vacancy rates that are consistent with what's normal for the market. If the normal vacancy rate for a market is, you know, I don't know, 3 or 4% or whatever it is, I don't want my property manager to have a vacancy rate that's double that. I want it to be consistent with what the normal market vacancy rate is. And then pricing. Make sure that it's consistent with the market rates. When they answer my questions, is it consistent or are they way more expensive for some reason? Maybe are they some sort of a luxury property management company that's going to charge me more? You know, I want to know about that. Fair pricing and the frequency when it comes to fees. Are they going to charge me abundant fees when it comes to fixing things or are they fair? Proactive approach. Listen, I'm busy and I bet you are too. I like to work with a property management team that's taking a holistic approach. Do they have the best interests in mind? Are they looking out for the well-being of my tenant? An excellent property manager is proactive in taking care of everything on site of the property. And finally, here are my tips for building a strong relationship with your property management team. Check in regularly. They should know you by name and they should expect to hear from you on a regular basis. Don't be annoying, of course. You don't want to establish a strong relationship, but don't try to micromanage your property management team where you're one of those people that's constantly on the phone with them every day. Trust their judgment. If you were thorough in selecting them in the first place, then you should trust their expertise. If they suggest a certain market rate or a policy, you should follow their guidance. If they say, we think based on what's happening in the market, this property should rent for this price, trust their guidance. You selected them. Then be timely when they ask you to approve requests or fill out paperwork, right? You want them to be timely. So shouldn't you also be timely? They have a maintenance request. Something needs to be fixed in the property, or there's just some question that they have, some paperwork that needs to be filled out and signed off on. Yes, then you should respond quickly. We had a property management team that reached out to us a couple of years ago on a furnace that wasn't working or needed to be fixed. And it was a cold winter. And we didn't see the email right away. We felt awful about it. And we got to it. We immediately called them and said, yes, 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 please, please, please. If there's ever anything like this again, always go and take care of it immediately. For some reason, we didn't see the email. So you just want to make sure you're communicating back to the individual just as they are. Then always be respectful. As I said at the top, your property management team is a foundation of your success in real estate investing, okay? So be a client that they like to work with. It's a very difficult job. being a property manager. So have some respect, be respectful to them, and then they will want to grow with you over many, many years. At Morris Invest, we interview property management teams during our market research process. What this means for our clients is that we send them a list of our approved property managers to choose from. Of course, this doesn't excuse anyone from doing their own due diligence. We're giving you what we've already done, but please, you go and do your own due diligence. But it certainly helps narrow things down. If you're interested in investing in done-for-you real estate, come on over to our website. Just go to morrisinvest.com, and you can schedule a free call with our team, learn more about our markets, where we build our new construction properties, about our programs, and our completely streamlined process for helping investors like you build wealth. And for more on this topic, I want you to check out this next video on 10 ways to actively manage your real estate portfolio. You can click that video, and we'll see you next time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.